Okay, thank you, Roger Mark. I'm delighted to be here, but I also have to admit that I'm a little panicked. And panic is in order every time you come to the Woodrow Wilson Center because of the audience you have here, which is really not an audience we are accustomed to having, which is to say an audience that is very much aware of the small statistical details that we deal with in academia, but also an audience that is squarely focused on the policy bottom line and on the big picture. And so I'm trying to provide what I think is the big picture about the connections and between education and the demographic dividend. In other words, what kind of investment would make sense in the area of education so you can maximize the demographic dividend. Now, if you raise this question, there are three possible ways to answer it. The first answer is to look at countries that have gone through the transition and extract lessons from these countries, or countries that are fairly advanced in their transition and extract success stories and learn from these countries. And so that's the first approach. A second approach would be to look at empirical studies that link education and fertility and ultimately incomes and economic well-being. And that's a second approach that is familiar with research scientists. But I think the more comprehensive approach, which I'm going to try to use here, is to really step back and look instead at how we think conceptually about the links between education and the demographic dividend. And so this is this framing that I'm going to try to explore with you. And I think on this count, there's been two types of framing. The first framing, which is, I would call the classic framing, is to think of education as an outcome. And this is basically what I've tried to draw on the top of the piece of paper that you have. And in this framing, what you have is a two-way relationship between education and fertility. Education and fertility affect each other, and ultimately they affect earning. And so if you wanted to maximize the demographic dividend in this picture, you would make investment in education that would accelerate and spread the demographic transition and hopefully reap the dividend in that context. And there are many reasons why education may be effective, and some of these reasons have already been amply discussed. Education changes the ideas, it changes the cost of fertility, it changes the opportunity costs of fertility, it empowers women and so forth. So there's a set of mechanisms that are discussed as a matter of routine in most reports that you're going to find. But what I'm going to say is that we can actually go beyond this very narrow narrative. And there's more to education than the picture that you typically see in most reports. And this picture comes from looking at education not as an outcome, but as an institution. And an institution that is in connection with other institutions, notably the family and the institutions of work. And so all of this institution work as a team, and they evolve as a team, they change as a team. And if you look at places where they overlap and where they interact, there are opportunities there to find creative avenues to enrich education and to achieve better outcomes in terms of fertility, but also in terms of the economics. And so that's the perspective that I sketched below. And so from that perspective, demographic transitions are not just a change in the size of families. It's a transformation, it's a social transformation in family institutions. It's a social transformation in the nature of work and so forth. And so we have to look at this big picture to fully take advantage of the role that education can play in accelerating the dividend. As family size becomes smaller, you also have transformations in the norms regarding parenting, what is expected in terms of investment in children and so forth. And because of this transformation in expectations, in parenting norms and so forth, you have new avenues, new economic opportunities. And countries can bank on these opportunities to make education more valuable, but also to create jobs. The same thing is true at the overlap between education and work. There are many things that schools can do beyond getting you a job. Schools can facilitate the transition from school to work, even though you may not have a job ultimately. They can facilitate the transformation from the transition from childhood to adulthood. They can also impart new skills to help the trainees be more effective as social agents and as citizens. And so what I wanted to say in this broad sketch as way of broad introduction is we ought to think of education not just as an outcome, but as an institution that interacts with other institutions. And the challenge as we document fertility transitions is to see how all these institutions evolve together, to see the new economic opportunities that arise in that process, and to see how schools can capitalize on these opportunities. And I'll stop there. I'd be glad to elaborate.